listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is The Business of Serving the Lord, Part 2. My text is Romans 12:11, which states, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Each member hath his place and office, for the good and benefit of the whole and of every other member. We are not only members of Christ, but we are members one of another. We stand in relation one to another. We are engaged to do all the good we can one to another and to act in conjunction for the common benefit. Therefore, we must not be puffed up with the conceit of our own attainments, because whatever we have, as we received it, so we received it not for ourselves, but for the good of others. A united love. Be of the same mind one to another. That is, labor as much as you can to agree in comprehending, and wherein you come short of this, yet agree in affection. Endeavor to be all one, not affecting to clash and contradict and oppose one another, but keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, wishing the same good to others that you do to yourselves. This is to love our brethren as ourselves, desiring their welfare as our own. A condescending love. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of lower estate. True love cannot be without lowliness. When our Lord Jesus washed his disciples' feet to teach us brotherly love, it was designed especially to make known to us that to love one another aright is to be willing to stoop to the meanest offices of kindness for the good of one another. Love is a condescending grace. Majesty and love do but ill association with each other. Mind not high things. We must not be ambitious of honor and preferment, nor look upon worldly pomp and dignity with any excessive value or desire, but rather with a holy lack of respect. When David's advancements were high, his spirit was humble. Psalm 131:1 states, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Condescend to men of low estate. We must associate with and accommodate ourselves to those that are poor and mean in the world, if they be such as fear God. David, though a king upon the throne, was a companion for all such. We need not be ashamed to converse with the lowly, while the great God overlooks heaven and earth to look at such. True love values grace in rags as well as in scarlet. A jewel is a jewel, though it lie in the dirt. The contrary to this condescension is rebuked. James 2:1-4 states, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons? For if there come upon your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment. And you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Condescend, that is, suit yourselves to them, stoop to them for their good, as Paul, 1 Corinthians 9:19 states, for though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. Christians must be tender to their fellow travelers. As a means to promote this, he adds, be not wise in your own conceits. We shall never find in our heart to condescend to others while we think there is so great a favorable opinion of ourselves. And therefore, this must needs be deadened. Be not wise by yourselves. Be not confident of the sufficiency of your own wisdom, so as to look down with disrespect on others, or think you have no need of them. Proverbs 3:7 states, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Nor be shy of communicating what you have to others. We are members one of another, depend upon one another, are obliged to one another, and therefore, be not wise by yourselves. To do them no hurt, recompense or return to man, no man, evil for evil. For that is a brutish, befitting beast, recompense, and befitting only those animals which are not conscious either of any being above them or of any state before them. We have not so learned God, who does so much for his enemies. Matthew 5:45 states, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Much less have we so learned Christ, who died for us when we were enemies, and so loved the world which hated him without a cause. To no man, neither to Jew nor Greek, not to one that has been thy friend, for by recompensing evil for evil, thou wilt certainly lose him. Not to one that has been thine enemy, for by not recompensing evil for evil, thou mayest perhaps gain him. Finnair is weighing volunteer passengers at the gate to collect data on travelers. Published Thursday, February 8, 2024. We all know what it's like to have our baggage weighed at our airport check-in. Most of us are also familiar with the crouch of shame, the position adopted when rummaging through a bag to remove something heavy when you've been informed your bag is just ounces overweight. But now, some brave airline passengers are consenting to being weighed themselves before boarding the plane. In a trial by European carrier Finnair at its Helsinki airport hub, volunteer passengers are being weighed at the departure gate in order to allow the airline to refine weight estimates for planes before its takeoff. And in a nightmare scenario for anyone who's ever tried to nonchalantly sneak an overweight cabin bag onto the plane, passengers are being weighed together with their carry-on bags. Luckily, for anyone carrying a bulging bag, the weigh-ins are not linked to individual bookings or passenger data. Everything is anonymous, Mr. Talvis, Finnair Senior Vice President Communications, told CNN, with only the member of staff at the gate seeing the weight. The trial started on Monday, and by Thursday morning, 800 volunteers had already taken part, Talvis said, adding that the airline was positively surprised by the number of volunteers. Finnair's fancy new airline seats don't recline. We have communicated about this survey to Finnair customers via our social media channels and our mobile app. And the first volunteers were proactively asking to take part even before the equipment was set up, she said. They plan to wave 1,200 passengers for the winter season and more for the summer. Talbot said that the airline is collecting data about the average weight of passengers and their hand luggage. For the purpose of aircraft balance and performance calculations that are needed for the safe operation of flights. Finnair is collecting the data from passengers boarding at Helsinki Airport. Airlines calculate planes' weight, the weight of everyone on board, as well as cargo and baggage in the hold, and things like catering and water tanks on board before each takeoff, along with their center of gravity. The weight and trim of an aircraft can affect where passengers can sit, and in some cases, even how many passengers are allowed on board, and to how much luggage can go in the hold. Each aircraft you fly in has a set maximum weight for safe takeoff. While airlines know the weight of all other aspects, the weight of customers and their carry-on package is calculated using average weights, confirmed by the Civil Aviation Authority, said Talvis. Airlines generally use average passenger weights provided by the European Aviation Safety Authority, but they can also use their own, signed off by the authorities. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus came to this earth. He was nailed to an old rugged cross where he bled and died to purchase our redemption from our sins. Therefore, let us serve him fervently and live righteously for him. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is focus. If you have ever flown in an airplane, you know that your perspective of the earth is far different from what it was when you were on the ground. This is the kind of perspective God wants to give us concerning our lives. As we focus on God, instead of ourselves and our circumstances, our perspectives change. By focus, we mean prioritizing your relationship with God by setting spiritual goals for yourself. Things like spending more time with God, studying the Word of God, praying, praising, and living according to the Word. Don't get bogged down in the circumstances of life. At the moment, we see only our immediate problems and burdens, but God sees the whole. He sees the present and the future. He wants to lift us above ourselves. He wants us to focus on everything in light of his plans. Psalms 138:8 says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me." Keep your heart, mind, and soul on God because he sees the whole picture and he knows what is best for you. You can trust him because he loves you. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet, God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first. Trust and obey his word, and focus on carrying out God's plan for your life.